A lawsuit against your business cannot move forward in court without your business being properly notified first. The registered agent, again, must have a physical address. Thank you for tuning in to Bible in Business with Brother Juan. I'm a certified Christian business coach and consultant, tax strategist for solopreneurs, and a strategic partner to help you build synergy in your business with bookkeeping. I empower Christianpreneurs to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. Today, we're going to talk around the question, can I be my own registered agent? Can I be my own registered agent? No matter where you are starting your business, if you are forming an LLC, you are required to have a registered agent and a registered office. But this doesn't necessarily mean that you need to run out and hire a registered agent service. A registered agent is simply a person or entity that is appointed to accept service or process an official mail on your business's behalf. You can appoint yourself, or in many states, you can appoint your business to be its own registered agent, which really begs the question, why hire a registered agent at all? Why do some states require business entities to have registered agents? Well, the registered agent requirement came about as an aspect of due process. A lawsuit against your business cannot move forward in court without your business being properly notified first. The registered agent, again, must have a physical address within the state and be available during business hours so someone suing you can easily find you. This requirement gives the court an easy way to notify you. This also eliminates the possibility of big corporations hiding behind thousands of employees. So just a few reasons why perhaps you should consider hiring a registered agent. First of all, no desire for extra paperwork. Registered agent services typically cost somewhere between maybe $100 to $300 a year. For some business owners, it's well worth the fee to not have to track down official notices and annual report due dates with the state, because oftentimes a registered agent service will give you notification of those due dates so that you can meet those dates and not have to worry about those extra fees and penalties for not meeting them. Secondly, privacy. If you list yourself as your business's registered agent, you'll probably be listing your home address as the business point of contact. In doing so, you put your name and your home address or personal address on official government documents. Thirdly, if you operate a business with no physical address, it makes perfect sense, right? One of the problems that many small web-based, virtual service-based businesses encounter when dealing with the bureaucracy of maintaining a business entity is that their business has no physical location. And so we often find ourselves using our home address as the place of business as well as the registered agent address. So a registered agent service would come in handy to alleviate, again, using your home address on official government documents. Lastly, odd business hours. A registered agent not only needs to have a physical location, but they need to be available during regular business hours to accept service or process and official notices from the state. I know if you're like me, there are just some days where, you know, I don't necessarily want to get up early in the morning. And I find myself being most productive in the evening, into the night, and sometimes the late night. And so I often keep regular and odd business hours. And so it makes perfect sense, again, to have a registered agent who represents or who is able to accept service of process and other official documents in the name of my business so that I don't have to use my home address again on official government documents. This is Brother Juan. I'll see y'all next time. So please stay tuned.